speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Due to the government shutdown, nobody's here to do it themselves. So the Libertarian Party's here to do it for them.
Here at the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, where local libertarians are filling in the role of the federal government of maintaining and taking care of the parks while the government is in shutdown. This begs the question, is this even a role that the federal government should have? Tell me what you're doing and what you hope to accomplish here today.
Well, we're out here, cleaning off the stairs, making it safe for people who want to come out and enjoy the falls. Stepping in when the federal government's not working and not functional.
Right now, we're shoveling around all the paths here in Brandywine National Park. Due to the government shutdown, nobody's here to do it themselves. So the Libertarian Party's here to do it for them.
I hope they see that people can come out and do what needs to get done. Like, the government's shut down, the government's working. People care about the community, they care about the parks. And, you know, they'll step up when they need to step up. And that's what we're here for today.
We believe in voluntary action and in taking care of ourselves. And for me not to come down and help out when it's needed would be just crazy and irresponsible. So I felt a calling to come down and do what I can. We're going to remove garbage. We're going to sweep the sidewalks. We're going to do whatever else we think would normally be done by park personnel. And in their absence, we'll fill in because we're just trying to be responsible citizens.
So when people watch this footage, what do you hope they get out of it? What's the message you're trying to send?
Maybe that the federal government doesn't need to be doing so much things, that we can do it as a volunteer and maybe even do a better job.
Volunteering is a good way to get things done. You know, it can get the healthcare system done, welfare. It can change a lot of things.
Wow, how did these steps get so clean without the federal government? Do you know what the people over there sweeping the sidewalks and stuff is doing?
Yeah, I actually talked to them. They're a libertarian group, and they're, we believe in practicing what we preach, and which is basically self-service and that type of thing. And so, yeah, I'm all for them.
So what do you think about them out here doing that in the absence of the federal government doing it?
I think it's actually pretty good.
Instead of the federal government doing it, they're doing it in their place. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the government shutdown has to stop. And I think that we have to be aware that there are people who are not working and not getting a paycheck. They don't have any way to fund their families.
Well, what do you think about them stepping up and doing it themselves instead of getting paid? They just come out here. Libertarians don't believe that the federal government should own national parks. They don't think that people should be paid by the federal government off of taxpayer dollars. So they're out here doing it themselves for free. What do you think about that?
I think that if it's taking somebody's job away, then it's not good because people rely on that.
So we just spoke with a woman who said that what you guys are doing here today is actually harmful because you're taking away people's jobs who work for the federal government who would instead be getting a paycheck for cleaning the bridges here today. What do you think about that?
I believe the park was founded as a political group of a group of citizens coming together and wanting to have land for all of us to share. And I don't think it was ever a jobs program. I think it was meant for the public to enjoy the beautiful natural environment. And I still want to do that regardless of what the federal government is doing. And I'm just here to shovel so we can all go take walks in the park.
Do you think it's necessary for the federal government to do these types of jobs for parks? Or do you think that's something that should be left up to citizens volunteering?
Well, I can imagine a lot of ways. Usually what we're talking about when we're talking whether government does something or the private sector does something or citizens do it on their own isn't so much about whether the job gets done or whether the job is a desirable one, but it's about who's going to pay for it and how that happens. A lot of this land was donated or sold at fire sale prices to the government to make this park. Now it started as private land, and there's no reason it couldn't be again. Now, I can imagine the parks being run a different way than they are now, and then we wouldn't have these problems where, like, the restrooms are closed. Where are people going to go to the bathroom? They're going to go to the bathroom right there, and that's not good for the world. That's not good for any of us.
Anything else?
Taxation is theft.
Perfect.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Monday, January 14th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we enter the third week now of myself guest hosting for David Knight. It has been my pleasure and my honor to fill in for him. He continues to recuperate and get better from his heart attack and surgery thereafter, and he is still doing quite well and is eager to get back behind the desk. We're making him stay home just a little bit longer just to be as well as possible before he gets back onto the battlefield. So I thank you so much for being with us today. Top stories from around the world. A lot of tech news today, a lot of talk about spying happening through consumer electronics, you know, something that InfoWars told you about decades ago, years and years and years ago. Of course, we were mocked relentlessly for it. Oh, sure, your toaster is going to be spying on you, you insane, you know, tin hat wearing kook. Well, now, of course, it is all the rage as we see headlines like this from Business Insider. There's a simple reason your new smart TV was so affordable. It's collecting and selling your data. Yes, it has been for a while. And then, of course, we have last year Amazon made waves in the smart home space by acquiring Ring. Ring is the doorbell company with a camera in it. And, of course, it has been learned that access to these cameras was not as secure as one might expect. That's not just outdoor cameras, but indoor cameras as well. We're basically totally open to anybody in the company who wanted to access the videos or even live streams from those products. Facebook staff discussed cashing in on user data, reports say. And then, of course, we have the big threat. And I saw a post yesterday that somewhat poignant. It said, why should we care about anything else when this is going to kill us all? Of course, it's talking about 5G. Now, some people in that thread were saying, well, it's not so bad. You know, if the worst comes to worst, if they tried to implement this 5G program, we can always go tear down the antennas. We can fight back that way and, seize our humanity back from the technocracy by destroying the antennas that propagate the 5G signals. Well, it's not gonna help you very much when you have up to 20,000 satellites beaming 5G from the cosmos to Earth. Not much you can do about that. We will get into exactly how that is being rolled out, how they're going to literally be blanketing the Earth in DNA-destroying 5G technology. Stories from China that include censorship and the crushing of the Christians there in China, as well as China's bringing their technology to New York City to help New York police keep a closer eye on the United States' biggest city. There's a very interesting story from the standard.co.uk. Actually, this was originally posted in, the Times. That's what it was, the Times of London. It's called, it basically called Wellness Occult. it basically tried to portray it as if you take care of yourself, if you take supplements or are concerned about the quality of the water that you're drinking, you might as well be in a cult because you're insane. We'll go over the just, I would say frankly dangerous way that they're conflating things like shining light into your ear as a form of wellness. They're conflating that with things like taking vitamin C. They want you to think it's insane to want to take care of your bodies. That is the level that we are reaching. Of course, Theresa May is very close to being kicked out of office as she loses grip on the Brexit deal as that continues to spin out of all management. I mean, they're basically saying now that, you know, it's likely that they won't even have a Brexit. They're saying, you know, no Brexit would be better than a no deal Brexit. Essentially telling you, yes, we had a referendum. Yes, the people of Britain spoke. They voted on what they wanted their government to do. However, what the people of Britain want their government to do is not what the bureaucrats in Brussels want them to do. So whose interest do you think the government of the UK is going to represent at the end of the day? Their own people? No, of course not. They're trying to get rid of their own people. They're doing everything they can to crush their own people, replace them through migration with a more subservient set of citizens that won't cause such a ruckus and want to have their own say in their own government. No, the government of the UK is making it abundantly clear just who they represent, not the people in the UK, but the bankers and the bureaucrats from Brussels. So yes, we will get into that as well. We also have a prison minister from the UK suggesting maybe we should just stop sending petty criminals to prison. He says basically scrap sentences of less than 6 months. You know, if you're not going to send them for more than 6 months, why even punish them? Why even punish them? This, of course, is the insane, backwards, liberal way of dealing with crime. When you have too much crime, they see the problem as the police and the sentencing, not the criminals. They're just going to let the criminals propagate. They're going to let the criminals take over that country. London, the capital, is just, of course, awash in crime. They had to bring back stop and frisk after they got rid of it for being too racist. It's too racist, according to the London mayor. And then they get rid of it. And then suddenly London skyrockets past New York City in terms of murders at a sheer numbers there. And so they say, we'll bring it back. We'll bring back stop and frisk. It turns out it's effective. Maybe it is racist. I don't know, but it turns out it's effective. And then of course this headline, I mean, all these headlines, you have to dig to find them, folks. And that's what I'm here for. I spent the entire weekend just digging into the news and finding stories that you will not find covered anywhere else. I guarantee you. Okay. This is deep dive stuff. Here's one. I mean, it was on Reuters, but good luck. Good luck finding this on any website. Good luck finding it on any news channel. The headline from Reuters, EU may need rules to stop doctors immigrating. That comes from a German minister. The EU may need rules to stop doctors immigrating. That's immigrating with an E. They mean they are going to prevent doctors from leaving their country. I'll let you stew in that over this next commercial break. I'll let you really think hard about what that headline implies. That you have the EU with its completely open borders, with its inability to even consider anything but open borders. Anybody can come in that they want. Anybody. If you want to come in, just come on in. You get a free flat. You get cash to spend. You get video games. You get food. You get it all. Just come on in. Oh, but you want to leave? No. No, you can't leave. Of course you can't leave. This is the insanity of the world that we are living in. Of course, the wall continues to be a major story. More revelations about the Russia investigation that continues to try to unseat or at least do everything it can to undermine the duly elected sitting president of the United States. That is our main story of the day that we will be breaking down on the other side. And of course, the other main story from the weekend is the Yellow Vest protest that continues to grow, continues to become more and more powerful, continues to frustrate beyond belief those rulers in Brussels and France and Germany that would rather they have their citizens, their subjects, just behave a little bit more. Just ignore what they're doing. Just accept the crushing. Accept the repression. Accept the domination of your betters. That is the ideas coming from the capitals all around Europe. The Yellow Vests aren't going anywhere, folks, and neither are you. Stay with us. More on the other side.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Harrison Smith, sitting in once again for David Knight. Thank you so much for being with us. However you find us, whether it's at Infowars.com/show, whether it's over the airwaves on the radio or on your local television station, cable network, we do appreciate it. Please do support those sponsors, support those outlets that are brave enough to have this forbidden information broadcast across their airwaves. It is no small feat of courage in this day and age, knowing the just sheer weight of criticism and propaganda that will come down on you just for supporting this free speech broadcast that advocates for nothing but the expansion of humanity into the stars and freedom and liberty worldwide. I know it's a sin in this day and age to suggest that people be free from oppression, whether from the government or big business. Now, the top story today with Trump, two of them, of course, the wall and continuing border shutdown, and opposite that, the Russia collusion delusion investigation. So I want to talk about this investigation, but before I do, I want to go to this video that Alex Jones made. It's a very long report and very different from stuff that Alex Jones normally does. I'll play the beginning here. Might come back to it in the next segment, but he does such a good job of laying out exactly where this Russia investigation came from and just what sort of panic is happening inside the deep state at this point. So, you know, it's very different, like I said, from stuff that Alex Jones normally does, and I think it's really good. So if you normally are not a fan of Alex Jones's high energy, you know, pumped up yelling and fury, I'm a huge fan of it, but I get it. It's not everybody's cup of tea. And so this, you know, is something a little bit different, but it, you know, really shows just the level of research and knowledge that is contained here at InfoWars. You'll also see, if you're watching on TV or the web, you will see a sort of little sneak preview of the new studio that we're working with. It's absolutely gorgeous, jaw-dropping. Here it is, Alex Jones, about the deep state panicking over the New York Times confirming an active FBI coup against Trump.
Tonight, the New York Times has revealed the existence of an illegal FBI deep state coup plan operating for over a year and a half against the president. And what's even more amazing is all of the top members of the deep state from the FBI and Justice Department who are involved have testified to Congress and made public statements that there was no espionage investigation of the president ongoing. And then, just as important, the New York Times has to admit that there was no connections or any evidence of any type connecting President Trump to any type of collusion or activity with the Russians. And then on top of that, we then learned that the FBI was actively covering up Hillary and Robert Mueller and others' connections to Russia and China and others selling this nation out. Now, to understand the big picture and what's coming next and how this nation and the world is at a very dangerous crossroad, it's important to remember that it was Infowars.com and Newswars.com more than 2 years ago that began to lay out what was actually happening from our sources, but also my deep research about how the deep state operated. That's why they were so obsessed with getting us off the air. So after I lay out this latest information that is incredibly historic and dangerous, I'm going to then get into the history of it and what's coming next, because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. But you're about to find out why InfoWars is so feared and why they want us off the air, because the crimes committed here are high treason. Now, let's get straight into it right now. High treason. That's Jim Hoff's headline at Gateway Pundit. It's incredibly accurate. New York Times reveals formation of active FBI coup against President Trump based on outlandish rumors. Hoff does a great job of succinctly boiling it down. On Friday, the New York Times published the latest deep state leak that the FBI investigated U.S. President Trump after he fired crooked director James Comey. The liberal media wants you to believe that Trump is a foreign spy and that crooked Comey is a hero. The report reveals that Deep State FBI opened an investigation into the president after he fired James Comey in May of 2017. The investigation was launched based on unverified rumors. And this is what's most important. We now know that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and George Soros all funded the British Steele dossier, as it's known, all of it proven to be a fraud, all of it to be proven a lie. So again, this was being used during the campaign against Trump, and it was being used to open an illegal national security investigation then that's been discovered. But that was being done by the CIA and others, run by Obama and run by the State Department with all the Hillary cronies. So that's the huge number one crime. But now this new crime that they were trying to frame the president, trying to wear a wire and do all this, the fact that they first denied it and testified to Congress it didn't happen and told the president it didn't happen, Rosenstein and others, shows you the cut and dry crimes that have been committed here. But we've got to ask the question, why are they bringing this up in the New York Times now and admitting the truth? I'll get to that in a moment, but continuing with Jim Hoft. The New York Times admitted in their report that there is no evidence that the Trump campaign ever had any contact with Russian government officials. The New York Times buried this nugget in the ninth paragraph in their sensationalist report. These political operatives leading the FBI should be tried for treason, this is his words. Their job at the FBI is not to run a coup against the sitting president based on ridiculous rumors. They should be tried and hanged. Then he goes into the president's tweets on this subject. Understand, these were individuals appointed and brought in by the Clintons, by Obama, who famously protected Hillary Clinton and others, all of them. Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein. This was the cabal who'd already tried to set the president up with Russians during the campaign, we now know. That was unsuccessful. So now they had to have a new counter-espionage investigation to cover up the fact that they had indeed been involved in criminal spying on the campaign. Here's the New York Times article itself. FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russians. And again, the corporate media uses this like, oh my gosh, they were looking at him. They were thinking he might be a Russian. Instead of it being, they all told us that he wasn't the target, and they all lied to Congress. Of course he was always the target. FBI investigation into whether Trump was Russian agent handed over to special counsel. Is Mueller still investigating? And we know for a fact they're going to everyone they can who even has any connection to Trump and trying to set them up, saying the Russians want to give you money. The Russians are your friend, and no one has taken the monies. And that's why they're in a total and complete panic mode. Believe me, I know. Continuing, New York Times reveals FBI launched coup against President Trump based on rumors. That is our report, boiling it down, Infowars.com. Comey's fired off cryptic tweets in response to Trump tweet storm, saying that you know a man by his enemies. And then members of Congress and others point out all the laws Comey and others broke.
All right, that is Alex Jones in the brand new Infowars studio. On the other side, I'm going to continue that video because he gets into some really good information. All of the stories he is referencing, you can find on Infowars.com. You can find that video on Infowars.com as well as Resistance News on YouTube. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Tweet storm. Saying that you know a man by his enemies. And then members of Congress and others point out all the laws Comey and others broke doing this. Now, here's another excellent article pointing this out from Gateway Pundit. More deep state crimes. Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Wray lied to Trump and Congress, said he was not under investigation. And that's why this is such a huge situation. This article goes through the testimonies, through the reports, through public statements by Rosenstein and others. But see, Ray's not going after any of them because he lied to the president as well and claimed he wasn't part of the cabal with McCabe, Comey, Robert Mueller, and others. Very important. Look at that. And the good news is it's even now in the Associated Press that grand juries have been convened, as we first broke over a year ago, to look at the indictment of McCabe, to look at the indictment of Ray, to look at the indictment of Comey and Robert Mueller III. Here's a Newsweek headline. Trump wasn't and isn't target of FBI Russian investigation, says Republican Oversight Committee Chairman, who again had testimony by these individuals saying he wasn't. Why are they now having to come out and admit that they were illegally spying on him during the campaign. And then once Trump got into office, they had an FBI criminal investigation into some people that worked for him. Nothing to do with Russians, but taxi cab companies and things like that. So they could compromise people around Trump to then falsely testify against the president. But because he's so clean, they've not found anything that could ever be connected to him. Out of his thousands of associates, they can find some corrupt people, but they can't pin it to Trump. So why are they bringing it out now? Because they know these grand juries are very close to handing down indictments against these individuals, starting with Clinton operative and Comey apprentice, Comey adjunct, aide-de-camp, McCabe. And they also know that because of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and our deep research laying out the roadmap of this, that it's on record everything that has happened. And so there's no way they're going to be able to hide it forever. So they're bringing out themselves with the spin that, oh, look, Trump's this mastermind, you know, criminal so bad they were having to criminally investigate him after they lied to the whole world and said they weren't and lied to Congress. All of it based on a fake dossier where none of it's true. There's no witnesses. The Jane Does are fake. Trump is a control freak about running his own life. He isn't in hotel rooms with hookers pissing on him. That's R. Kelly pissing on teenage girls. That's the left protecting him. That's the other way around. So this is the type of stuff these scumbags come up with. Now, let me give you what's so exciting about this, but also so dangerous in closing. But first, let's look at articles from a year ago, a year and a half ago, and 2 years ago. Just type into a search engine, deep state preparing coup against Trump with phony Mueller investigation. And even before Mueller got appointed, we had that same headline because that's what it is. And here are some of the headlines from InfoWars.com, next year's news today. Deep state pushes coup against Trump over Comey firing. Foreign policy once again promotes COG rhetoric to remove the president. So in policy reports, they were saying they were doing this in white papers that were public. They act like you're a bunch of idiots. At one level, there's all this propaganda and lies that none of this is happening. But when you get into policy reports, like the Council on Foreign Relations and others, they're openly promoting this to the Pentagon, trying to get them on board 2 years ago for a military coup against the president. So that's Kit Daniels, May 10, 2017. Read the entire article. Is America a failing state? It details every facet of this information. Again, Kit Daniels, deep state pushes coup against Trump over Comey firing. Deep state mainstream media pushed coup d'etat against Trump. Jerome Corsi, May 17th, InfoWars.com. July 18, 2018, Tucker Carlson, deep state launching coup against Trump to overthrow the election. See, so you see where the research comes from. Now, just getting back to what I talked about earlier. It's not just gateway pundits saying it's treason or illegal or grand juries have been convened. It's Jim Hoff has a lot of good sources as well. Prosecutors use grand jury as investigation of Andrew McCabe intensifies. That's the Washington Post admitting there's a good chance he's going to get indicted. Former FBI official McCabe under grand jury probe. Fox News. Now, that's from just in the last few months. Oh, but if you go back more than 6-7 months before, you see tomorrow's news today, breaking indictments ready for McCabe and others. And that's exclusive Alex Jones video posted at InfoWars.com where I laid out the grand juries, everything for you. So that's not all the anonymous groups out there that tell you they've got intel but are always wrong. That's absolute proven bona fides. And that's why the globalists are coming for me. And if you understand this key, you understand your life, your neighbor's life, this entire community's life, and what we're facing. Because InfoWars.com is the canary in the coal mine. Living through this, studying this, being in the trenches, from the lowest levels to the highest levels, we have an understanding unlike anyone else of what's going on in the deep state from deep study. And that's why this information is so important for everyone's future. And I'm going to lay this information out in this way, as a warning to the deep state, to a warning to the criminal groups that have hijacked this nation and who've sold it out to foreign powers, who've tried to break our borders and devalue our currency and demoralize our people. I've looked at every angle of this, historically, but also in contemporary terms. There's no way that you are ever going to get away with what you have done. Now, you don't need me to tell you that. I know that you've got powerful corporate and financial and governmental interests that are threatening members of the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, and others to get this job done, or that you're all going to go down together. You need to understand something. I'm not going to back down. Trump's not going to back down. The American people have seen this horrible spectacle of the corporate media being weaponized to a new level, and understand that this country is in a civil war against true, loyal, good Americans who believe in wholesome free market capitalism and a free nation, and a crew of power-mad lawyers and lobbyists and billionaires, most of them foreign, who really think they can keep America down and continue to dominate us and control us. Just as Pat Buchanan wrote this week in his big editorial to Trump, it's time to declare an emergency. Buchanan says even if Trump doesn't do that, you can look at which way the wind's blowing and know Americans are not going to go quietly into the night and see our nation totally imploded and destroyed and looted. Americans know what's really going on. And even if it was a minority of Americans that were not going to go along with it, you'd never win. But it is a majority of active, focused Americans that understand what's really happening, understand the cost and how serious these straits are. So I'm telling you, you're going to lose. And in the process, you're going to trigger social and economic crises that you've already triggered to try to maintain control, that are going to spiral out of control, and you're going to destroy yourselves. Trump has given you a chance the last 2 years to even share power and be reasonable and get with the program and stop trying to run the country into the ground and start all these wars and sell us out to the Chinese communist. And you guys are so pissed and have been so bred and raised to hate America because you were set up to be parasites against it. So it's easier to hate the country. I understand that from your sick perspective. But you're going to lose.
Alex Jones breaking down the history and consequences of the Russia investigation. See the full video at Infowars.com. Powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight once again. And it is Monday, January 14th, 2019. The last two segments, you saw Alex Jones breaking down the insanity going on with the Russia collusion delusion as the FBI admits that they were investigating Donald Trump. And, you know, like I said, Alex really laid it out there in a very calm and rational way that you cannot blame on him being hot-headed or say, well, it's not true. He's using spurious sources. No, he cites his sources. He shows you the history. He gives you the breakdown. And yes, it is undeniable that there is a slow-motion coup continuing to advance the agendas of the bankers and the warmongers in Washington. This is going on against Donald Trump and against the American people. And I echo Alex Jones's warning when we say that, look, all we want justice. We know who these people are. We know the crimes that they've committed. Unfortunately, they're still in power. And so if they use their power to avoid responsibility and put that responsibility on somebody else and try to take out Donald J. Trump, yes, there will be immense civil unrest, and those people who we know have committed crimes will find justice from the people, I think, a little less forgiving than the so-called justice from the courts. And all we want is justice, okay? And we'll get it one way or the other. We prefer for it to come through the normal routes. But don't think that if it doesn't, you know, they stole our country from us. They're robbing us out of house and home. They're perpetuating wars across the world, you know, on our behalf with our tax money. They are taxing us and giving that money to programs and people with the express purpose of undermining we, the American people. Oh, we're going to be fine with that. I'm sure we'll be just fine with that. They have no idea how thin they are stretching the patience of the American people. And of course, I could go through it again, but what is the point? We know what's happened. We know the BS they try to spin. We know the lies that they use. We know the fact that they're sending people to prison for the crime of being a part of a presidential campaign that was not approved of by those in power, that was not able to be manipulated by the Republican National Committee and the oligarchs that fester there. So we know. I mean, what am I going to talk about here? It's like, you know, okay, there's some guesses going on about the Russia investigation. And even whether the investigation is going to be released is apparently up for debate. If Mueller tries, this is from MSN, if Mueller tries to include a final report details gleaned from White House documents or interviews with administration officials, quote, we specifically reserved our right to object, said Rudolph Giuliani, who lawyer for Trump. So basically, you know, they're going to put in information into this report that is sensitive, that possibly jeopardizes national security. They're going to put that in the report. They're going to send that report to the White House. The White House is going to have to redact it. And then they're going to come out and say, well, see, there's stuff about Trump, and Trump is abusing his power to redact and hide his crimes. That's what they'll do, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Now, Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has told Associates he expects to step down shortly after the Senate confirms William P. Barr as the new Attorney General. There was a lot of speculation about Mr. Barr and about comments he made basically saying that this was a witch hunt, that there was no reason for the Russia collusion delusion investigation. And so, you know, people on the left were saying Trump is putting this man in charge so he can squash the investigation. This is horrible. And then we find out that apparently Barr and Mueller's wives are best friends and go to the same Bible study. And Barr is apparently buddy-buddy with Mueller. And this has led to a resurgence of the sort of Q-style speculation that Robert Mueller is, in fact, one of the good guys and that Jeff Sessions is working behind the scenes and it's all going to come down and we're going to see that, you know, these guys that we think are bad, they've really been the good guys the whole time and they're working, you know, behind the scenes. Look, good guys don't put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement for days and days and days on end in a psychological torture mechanism to get him to break and testify against Donald Trump. They don't ruthlessly pursue every communication that Roger Stone has had over the last several years. They don't do the things that Robert Mueller is doing. If you are holding some sort of fantasy of Robert Mueller coming out and saying, ha ha ha, I was really investigating Hillary Clinton the whole time, you are delusional. That is a fantasy. This man is the enemy. Okay? Rod Rosenstein is the enemy. Peter Strzok, the enemy. Lisa Page, the enemy. They're working against the United States. They're undermining the United States. James Comey, the enemy. Clapper, the enemy. Brennan, the enemy. Clinton, they're all in it together. They have been for decades. You can go decades back. You look at the nefarious deals that went on, and inevitably you see these same names rise over and over and over again. There is nobody named Robert Mueller working behind the scenes for Trump. He is a traitor. This is sedition live, happening now, undermining our ability to govern ourselves, imposing upon us, or at least attempting to impose upon us, a government that works for certain moneyed interests and against the people of the United States. That is ongoing as we speak. The only person standing up against it is Donald J. Trump. And it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to get Congress, get the Republicans, the Democrats, get everybody on Trump's side and fight back against this unelected cabal trying to undermine our duly elected representatives. Is this understood now? Have I put it clearly enough, plainly enough? Or are you so dumb and so propagandized by the mainstream media that you actually think that Donald Trump is a Russian agent? It's so beyond ridiculous. Beyond parody, I mean, It cannot go on, ladies and gentlemen, much longer. It cannot persist for much longer. Now, meanwhile, this article continues, emboldened Democrats who took control of the House of Representatives in the last election are laying the groundwork for their own investigations and potentially explosive public hearings. So, just in case you thought it was bad enough having the unelected deep state spy agencies running our government unsupervised, well, you know, just be happy to know that the people who are in charge of oversight, the people who are supposed to rein in these out of control spy agencies, are on their side as well. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are blatantly, openly abusing their power to try to target the duly elected president of the United States, his friends and family. They are investigating everything they can about these people in an attempt to bring down the duly elected president of the United States. This is open sedition, open treason, not just from the spy agencies, but from the congresspeople elected to oversee those very same spy agencies. They are abusing their power, and they are blatant. They are open about it. When they say impeach that mother effer, and that's the reason they're going to Washington, D.C., is to impeach that mother effer, even though impeachment, I don't know, used to imply a crime committed by the president. It used to be high crimes and misdemeanors. Now it's just, oh, you don't like him? Go ahead and run on impeaching him. Get into the office. Don't do what that office is supposed to do. Don't fulfill the roles that position was built for. No, use that, abuse that, and use it to put forward your own constituencies, very narrow and biased and racially often motivated special interests. But use it to try to undermine and destroy the ability of the rest of the nation to have electoral say in the governance of the United States. We'll keep going. We'll keep going on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. The second hour begins in just a few minutes. Go to Infowars.com and go to InfowarsStore.com and support this broadcast, because we are one of the last surviving free speech platforms in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They are crushing them one by one. They will not crush us.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show.
Second hour of the David Knight Show has begun. It is the 14th of January. It's a Monday, 2019. We're talking about not just the corruption and sedition of the deep state, but now they have a willing ally in the utterly corrupt and abusive Democrats. Here's John Bowne breaking down one particular congresswoman's racist agenda.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You must protect the contents of your cranium. A creeping propaganda disease is ravenously feeding on the U.S. population and its media addiction.
And new research shows the dangers of being a couch potato. A study in the Journal of the American Heart Association says adults who watch TV for 3 hours or more each day may double their risk of premature death.
The chains of anti-propaganda were completely broken in 2013 after the modernization of the Smith-Munn Act.
Wrapped inside the 2013 NDAA was an amendment that removed the ban on the U.S. government creating propaganda and then showing it to U.S. citizens. That ban, by the way, had been in place since 1948. The 2013 amendment struck down a ban on domestic dissemination of propaganda material produced by the State Department and the Independent Broadcasting Board of Governors. It neutralized the Smith-Munn Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act in 1987 that had been passed to protect U.S. audiences from our own government's misinformation campaigns.
Even before then, deep state powers had been increasing their mind control of the public, manufacturing a glowing reputation for themselves, as was reported by The Atlantic in an article about the symbiotic relationship between Hollywood and the CIA. Quote, the agency has established a very active spin machine in the heart of the entertainment capital, which works strenuously to make sure the cloak and dagger world is presented in heroic terms. Since the mid-1990s, but especially after 9/11, American screenwriters, directors, and producers have traded positive portrayal of the spy profession in film or television projects for special access and favors at CIA headquarters. Meanwhile, manufactured weaponized blame targets every television across the land.
Are you suggesting that the entire Trump vote was racist and by racists?
I think yes.
Blame fueled by the 92% negative media coverage of the Trump presidency, as the Media Research Center discovered after viewing 1,007 evening news stories about the Trump White House on ABC, CBS, and NBC from June 1st to September 30th of last year. Investors Business Daily writes, that's the equivalent of about 32.7 hours of coverage by TV standards, an eternity of news time. An epidemic of blame that allows politicians like Representative Pramila Jayapal to vomit out pure fantasy without any sense of backlash.
It is fundamentally existential if he continues to insist on a wall. And, you know, you just said it so beautifully, Chris. This has never been about a wall. He actually could have gotten funding a couple of years ago or a year ago for a wall. It was part of a deal that was proposed. Not all of us agreed with that deal, but it was proposed to him, and he turned it down because his ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration, all to throw a bone to those people, all to throw a bone to those people.
It may seem like blatant propaganda will always be countered by truth, but the truth tellers are under attack, and their days and that of the First Amendment are numbered. If nothing is done, propagandists like Pramila Jayapal are the future of the American narrative.
In Nazi Germany, it is what happened during the Japanese internment, and people on both sides of the aisle have been making this case. Laura Bush on the internment and Michael Hayden, former CIA director, saying these were the conditions in the 30s that led to what happened in the 40s. And so I think we have to be very, very concerned about what's happening. And, you know, that's the issue.
John Bowne reporting.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Folks, I wish I could come on in the morning and give you a bunch of good news. I'll let you wake up knowing that people in government are working on your behalf, that they're not going to be bothering you, that the sun is shining and the birds are chirping. Unfortunately, for us and our sanity, there exists a creature known as a Democrat that is so vile and despicable in its behavior that I find myself on the verge of saying something I shouldn't say. Now, we know that the media is run by the State Department Operation Mockingbird, or I should say the spy agencies. We know that, more or less, the Democrats are hand-in-hand with the military-industrial complex, with Agenda 21 and the UN Migration Replacement Program. They fully, happily, joyfully support and advocate for the destruction of America. I cannot explain to you how infuriating I find this, especially when you have the sheer brazen lies coming out from every angle, completely uncontested by anybody except for us here at InfoWars, the occasional YouTube commentator. I mean, This is the time of lies, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in the empire of lies, especially when you have stories like this Newsweek where they say, you know, they just blatantly say that last week the New York Times revealed that Manafort shared confidential polling data with an associate linked to Russian intelligence. That story had to be retracted. They don't care. They're going to say it anyway. It doesn't, the truth has no space in their mind. Like it doesn't matter. They're living in a world that is not reality. It is of their own creation. It is a world in which they are beautiful angels and Trump is literally Hitler, and they are just projecting that into the real world, which wouldn't be so bad if the American people have not been drugged for the last half century, had not been just bombarded with chemicals and vaccines and just poisons on our food, plastics in everything that we consume. And so the American people, by and large, find themselves utterly incapable of even assessing these statements for the truth. And even if they can figure out that's a lie, extrapolating that to understand what the consequences of those lies are, or basis of those lies are, completely out of reach of the average American, especially when you have people ruling over the average American like Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings, possibly one of the most infuriating people in Congress. He's got a lot of competition, but he's definitely up there. Well, he's accusing President Trump of profiting off his job in the White House. He made the accusation in an interview with 60 Minutes that aired on Sunday. He said he believes that Trump is making a lot of money off the presidency. Why does he believe that? Because he is an insane partisan that will tell you whatever he just thinks is the truth, regardless of its basis in reality. The comments from Cummings come as he gets poised to man a committee that he has said will open a number of investigations into the Trump administration. Do you think these investigations will be more squarely placed in reality than his insane ramblings? No, I doubt it very, very much. I think they will be based off of him his insane, biased ramblings. And I think they will investigate the lies that have been propagated. They will use the lies as basis to get the investigation in order to go after him however they can, because they are partisan hacks, not interested in taking care of the United States, interested only in their own partisan agenda of utter destruction of the Western world. Now, this article continues, Trump has faced scrutiny over the possibility that he's profiting off his presidency. For example, Maryland and D.C. attorneys, oh, don't forget that there are local people on every level undermining the Donald Trump presidency, from courts to judges paid for in the pocket of billionaires like George Soros, who've rigged local elections to get these rats into positions of power, and now they're exercising that ability. So you have D.C. and Maryland attorneys who have filed suit against Trump alleging he has violated the emoluments clause of the Constitution by accepting payments from foreign and state governments through the Trump International Hotel. So now you can't have a hotel, you can't run a business, and expect to ever be able to be president again. Let's ignore the fact that Nancy Pelosi is worth hundreds of millions of dollars after a life of doing nothing but being a public servant. These people are robbing us hand over fist. And then they go after Trump for renting out hotel rooms. Criminals! Especially since we have headlines such as this one from NBC. Trump has lost $1 billion in personal wealth since running for president. Can you possibly imagine what it would be like to let alone have $1 billion and then to lose that $1 billion, to spend that $1 billion, to write a $1 billion check for the ability to be slandered and harassed and investigated and stymied and blocked and undermined. This man, Donald J. Trump, is nothing less than a saint. $1 billion for the right to stand up for us, the American people, against the rats and traitors that infest the American government. And do you want to know what he said when he was asked about losing $1 billion just fighting for America? Here's what he said.
I'll bet you it costs me, you know, I see these people say, oh, Trump gets rich being president. I'll bet you I've lost billions of dollars. It's cost me billions. I said to one of my friends, a very wealthy friend, I said, you know, I'll bet you it cost me $2 or $3 billion, and it's worth every penny of it. I don't need the money, and it's worth every penny.
Worth every penny. It, 99.9% of us will never even be in a position to ever make a sacrifice as great as the one that Donald J. Trump has made for the privilege of protecting us as president of the United States. And he is greeted with nothing but vitriol and hatred and betrayal on every level. And if you think, I mean, I talked earlier in this segment about how the American people don't have the ability to even ascertain truth from fiction, to even understand the level to which they are being manipulated and lied to. On top of that is their inability to understand history. They do not have a comprehension of history, even near history, even just, you know, talking decades, let alone century, let alone millennia. But they will talk about this time years from now. And if you think for one second that the discussion in the future will look back and say, well, Donald J. Trump was this braggadocious, crass billionaire that conned his way into the American government and was working on behalf of Russia the entire time, then you are a caliber of idiot that should be locked up. Because when they look back at this time in history, there will not be the confusion wrought by the media. There will not be the fog sprayed by the deep state and spy state confusing the facts. They'll look back and they'll understand just what a great man Donald J. Trump is. We will be vindicated.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now.
We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
folks, you didn't think that these traitors, these abusers of power, these petty tyrants in the Democratic Party were going to stop at President Trump, did you? You didn't think they actually care about President Trump, did you? No. See, President Trump represents to them the mass, the vast majority of the American people. That's who he represents. He's working on their behalf. He's an avatar of America. That's why they're attacking him. But you didn't think they were going to stop at him, did you? No. They have a modicum of power now. They have an iota of power. They're going to abuse it for all it's worth. They're going to oppress whoever they can with it. In fact, we have a story from McClatchy. Hate groups. You know what that means, right? That means us. Hate groups are about to find lawmakers eager to scrutinize them. For years, Republicans have watched white supremacists claim the GOP is on their side. Have we? And on Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers did little to clamp down on the race-based hate groups that pretty much don't exist. But as of last week, Democrats are in charge of the House. And that means that Representative Benny Thompson, an African-American lawmaker from Mississippi, is in charge of the House Homeland Security Committee. Oh, goody. I bet he'll use that power properly, right? I bet he'll definitely make America a lot more secure in that position. Because he plans to act. That's what this article says. He plans to act. Thompson intends to hold hearings to spotlight what experts say is a growth of deadly right-wing extremism in America, even if the hearings could feature a number of, or feature members, rather, of white supremacist groups. Now, this myth about white supremacist groups is propagated by faux governmental agencies, agencies that pretend to be nonprofit, they pretend to be free speech, they pretend to protect minorities, the ACLU, the SPLC, and they come out with hate lists. Hate lists. These are lists that feature people such as Gavin McGinnis and the Proud Boys. Now, if you know anything about the Proud Boys, you understand that the history of the Proud Boys goes like this. Conservative speakers try to go hold talks to audiences that want to come see them. Insane, crazed, violent, leftist extremists known as Antifa attack those people, bloody those people, nearly blind those people, and are unmolested by the police and the people who are supposed to keep law and order. So Antifa targets people for their political agenda, silences political speech that they don't agree with, and is able to do so with carte blanche, complete approval of the local governments and local police officers and captains. So the Proud Boys is formed in order to protect political speech from the fascistic, violent tactics of insane, radical, leftist, communist, and anarchists. The SPLC comes along and decides that they're a hate group, decides that they are, in fact, a white supremacist group. The proof they have for that, they don't have any. Maybe edgy jokes that are made. Maybe the fact that they don't actively castigate themselves and, self-immolate themselves out of just pure shame of being white. The fact that they say, hey, you know, I actually like Western culture. I actually like America. We actually like law and order and the ability to speak freely on political topics. Yeah, that's a bridge too far for people like the SPLC, and they will deem them a hate group. And then the government uses these partisan BS labels put on them by hatred-mongering special interest groups, they'll use those labels and then go after them with the very real power that has been appointed to them in Congress. So what do we have? What is the dichotomy that we're looking at? What is the playing field laid out before us? On one hand, you have Republicans beaten in the streets, bloodied, stabbed, pepper sprayed, shot at, oppressed, victims of communist, fascistic tactics of intimidation, mob rule, and violence. Everyone from Tucker Carlson to Steve Scalise to hundreds of Americans, thousands, I would even say possibly tens of thousands of Americans who have had their rights to free speech destroyed by these highly organized, highly funded, billionaire-backed, communist, terrorist organizations. On one side, you have the Republicans who refuse to do a single thing to stop them, who refuse to even bring up the fact that these groups exist, who refuse to protect their constituents from the violence, who refuse to uphold the rights of free speech for their own supporters, for the people that gave them power, for the people that put them in Washington for this express purpose. They do nothing for 2 years. They have complete power in Washington, D.C. They don't even raise the issue. What happens a week after the Democrats get an iota of power in Washington? They start going full bore, full force against people slandered as white supremacists, against Americans and conservatives whose views are utterly unobjectable, utterly vanilla. And yet now we see that they will be grilled, they will be called in, they will be subpoenaed, they will be targeted with all the force, vim, and vigor of these racist jackasses that are now sitting in the halls of power. Are the Republicans going to say something now? Of course not! Because they're such cowards, and they're so easily bent to the will of the media masters, that they'll say, you know, this white supremacy, it's a really big problem. And you know, I think we really need to be careful, okay? And we really need to think about what we're doing. But, you know, I'm not going to throw my hat into the ring with a bunch of white supremacists. Ignoring the fact that it's all slander, it's all bullcrap, and this is the Democrats once again abusing their power to silence their political opponents, and we have nobody in D.C. fighting back. It's shameful.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the spiral continues. Can you tell I'm a little bit upset today? Can you tell I'm not going to take it anymore? Do you feel that way too, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you do. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you don't think that this will all just blow over. And I really hope that you're looking across the seas. I hope you're keeping a close eye on the yellow vest demonstrations that continue to roil and rock the country of France, as well as now spreading into the UK, Netherlands, Italy. We even have the Italian government supporting the yellow vest. You have Macron attempting desperately to try to put a cap on the situation. Folks, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And if you are a TV viewer or stream viewer now, you see the video on screen now. We'll play this again. It's a short clip. What you're seeing are military helicopters dropping tear gas from the helicopters onto the protesters in France. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they are dropping tear gas canisters from helicopters onto the protesters in France. They are now armed. The police in France are now armed with military-style weapons, with live ammunition. The revolution in France is going hot. I like I said, Macron is desperate to try to put a cap on this thing. He is coming out with all of the, baseless, meaningless, sort of globalist nonsense that he always is about. Oh, we must have a great national debate. It is time for a great national debate. The French are unhappy or angry because taxes are too high for some, public services are far away, and salaries are too low for some to live with dignity. Oh, he fears for you, France. Your president, Macron, he fears your pain. He understands. Bullcrap! It's bullcrap! They will spray you in the face with a high-powered fire hose for daring to say such a thing. Look at that. It could have taken that guy's eye out. Might have. We don't know. If you're watching, again, on stream or on television, you are seeing, once again, the scenes of what a modern, forward-thinking, progressive country does to its dissidents. It behaves in exactly the same way that tyrants in the Middle East behave. I say we start sending AR-15s to the French people. I say we start airdropping large quantities of firearms to the French people, as well as a copy of the American Constitution, saying, hey, maybe being armed is a good idea when your police are walking around with live ammunition in their military-grade weapons. And of course, like I said, you have Macron coming out and saying all of this BS about how he understands that you're unhappy. We'll have a great national debate. It's the same thing that they do in UK with Brexit. What's happening with Brexit? Theresa May could be kicked out on Wednesday if she loses Commons vote on Brexit deal. You know, they did it in Ireland. They're trying to do it with Brexit. They'll do it in France. They say, well, we want a great national debate. What that means is we are going to bombard you with propaganda until you give in to our dictates. Like when they say, oh, we're going to have a referendum. Yeah, what that means is if the referendum goes the way we want, we accept it. And we say, see, it's what the people want. Sure, the outcome has been manufactured because the globalists and the powers that be have full control of the media and much of the government and all of the various propaganda outlets. So yeah, they'll skew it a little bit. But hey, if the vote goes their way, we accept. You know, great, good. That's the that's our democracy at work. It's our democracy at work. What happens when the vote goes against the diktats of the globalist elite and the controllers, the string pullers, the puppet masters? Well, suddenly we might need a second referendum. Oh, suddenly negotiations are getting mucked up. Oh, suddenly it's dangerous to give the people what they want. Suddenly, the result of that referendum, that was a mistake. That was a bunch of racists. We're going to have a second one. That's what they did in Ireland. They had a referendum, didn't like the outcome. Yeah, they had a second one. They're going to keep having them. Tell you what, we'll just keep having votes until you come out with the answer that we want. That's the way the globalists think. That's the way the Macron is thinking right now. We will have a great debate. Bullcrap. They're trying to lure you into a sense of security, into a sense of value, where they say, no, we value you. We'll listen to you. We want to hear what you want to say. Bullcrap. They are, all they're going to do is say, see, we had a big national debate. Lo and behold, you ended up on our side. What a funny coincidence. Isn't that funny that we won this debate that we are holding and deciding who wins or loses? It's bullcrap. It's happening in France. It's happening in England. The only places that have been able to get out from under this oppression have been places like Italy. And of course, you're seeing the full force of the EU and of the IMF and of the various banking establishments doing all that they can to undermine and undo the results of the election there in Italy. Yes, it is a similar tactic, I think you'll realize, to what's going on here in America. And this is what everyone watching this should understand. I really hope that you do understand. And that completely fails to penetrate the thick, lead-like skulls of the liberals. That this elite, globalist ideology pervades the highest levels of power and control everywhere, from China to Europe to America. It has been their express intention to use replacement migration, to use Agenda 21, to use the UN, to use the EU, to use the EU army, to use the completely captured and fully controlled American government. They're using every lever of power available to destroy sovereignty, to destroy individuality, to destroy free will in the expression of humanity in whatever form it takes. They're doing it worldwide. They've been doing it for decades. The plan continues. Having now met resistance, it does not shrink back, but yet accelerates further, accelerates faster. They're doubling and tripling down. This is not an accident. This is not something new. InfoWars has been telling you about this for decades. Alex Jones has been going to Bilderberg and Davos and the Trilateral Commission and all of these places that were erected for the express purpose of insinuating this ideology into the structures of government. We have been pointing this out. We have been warning you about it. We have been telling you how to fight back. We have been giving you the information you need. It has gone largely unreported and unlooked at by the vast majority of the American people because of the concerted effort of these collusionary cabals that run and control our information pathways from Google to Facebook to the mainstream media to the government itself. This is a complete worldwide capture of the mechanisms of power, and they are seeing it slip through their fingers, ladies and gentlemen, and they are scared. They're scared that finally they've pushed too far, and that the people of America, the people of France, the people of UK, the people of Germany and Italy and Hungary, they're waking up, they're rising up, and they're fighting back, and there's nothing the globalists can do to stop it.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target. And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, last segment of the second hour. In the third hour of The David Knight Show today, you are not going to want to miss it. I have a very special guest in studio, Kalen Robertson. You will no doubt be familiar with his work, even if you aren't familiar with his name. You have likely seen his work behind the camera in a lot of documentaries with people such as Lawrence Southern or Tommy Robinson. He will be in studio with me revealing something, premiering something, and stay tuned for that. You will not want to miss it. This is a InfoWars exclusive, David Knight Show exclusive, coming up in the second hour. And, you know, I'm so busy and so consumed with calling out the bullcrap and the lies, disinformation, misinformation, and abuse of power coming out of the Democratic Party and their media sycophants. I don't even have time to get to all this other news. And all this other news is bombshell. It's just that the threats that we're facing right now in America from our Democratic congressmen, and I use that term lightly, and our, spy, deep state, super state, traitors and seditious elements. I mean, that's something that theoretically, we can do something about. That's something that we are facing right now. That's something that's ongoing as we speak. So I have to cover it. But, you know, I'm losing out on all of these other fantastic stories that I will get to in this segment and then in the next hour, including Australia becoming the first Western nation to ban secure encryption. We don't want you being able to hide your information. God forbid you have privacy in this day and age. Now they're going to outlaw that. We have DNA pioneer, Nobel Prize winning James Watson at 90, who has been stripped of his honorary titles, called reckless and fired from his job for expressing a patently obvious genetic truth. That yes, in fact, IQ can be influenced by genes. What a shocking revelation from the man who helped identify the DNA double helix, a medical breakthrough, the likes of which has rarely been seen in the history of humanity. He won a Nobel Prize for that discovery of the double helix. Oh, but now all that work, that lifetime of groundbreaking work, the awards and honors he has accrued for his very real and valuable scientific discoveries is now being stripped from him because he dared to question the ideological leftist, socialist, Marxist, you know, social justice dogma that says that there is no difference between races. A patently false assertion. But, my dear friends, this is the world that we live in. If your science, no matter how real, no matter how able to be confirmed by experimentation and, you know, any sort of study, it doesn't matter. If it contradicts the ideological dictates of the extreme leftists, then it will be not just brushed under the rug, not just ignored. No, you will have your life of groundbreaking work stripped from you and just utterly destroyed for daring to express a scientific reality. I mean, and this is not the start. This will not be the end. We saw Brown University depublishing, getting rid of a scientific study that showed that transgenderism is being fostered and artificially magnified and artificially propagated by the media and by peer pressure, and that it's not, in fact, a valid medical condition. Well, that made some transgender people feel bad. So they got rid of that. Brown University apologized. They said, oh, we're so sorry. We're so sorry for publishing this scientific reality. How dare us? How dare we question your insane, baseless, ideological insanity? The crew in there was telling me they've got their hand hovering over the dump button, the bleep button, because they can tell that I am so often today verging on obscenity. I'm trying to rein it in, folks. I'm trying to be considerate here. I know it's still early in the morning, but I've been up all day stewing in the leftist insanity for you, and so I'm just finding myself hardly able to contain my murderous revolutionary tendencies. Hopefully, by God, hopefully we will be able to pull this back and things like the yellow vests in Europe will be able to, at least in some way, peacefully rein in the insanity of the leftists. Falling short of that, I said we go full bore, all in. Why not? It's pretty much our last hope. Now we have, again, 20,000 satellites for 5G to be launched, sending focused beams of intense microwave radiation over the entire Earth. They don't know how safe it is. They don't know how effective it is. But don't you want your internet to be slightly faster? I mean, isn't that so important that you're willing to kill everyone on Earth? No? Oh, you must not be progressive enough. Smart TVs, of course, collecting and selling your information. Ring, doorbell, camera, being able to be accessed with complete ease by basically anybody at that company. And then, of course, we have this story that was originally in the Times, I believe the Times of London, just utterly mocking and making it sound as though caring about wellness, living a healthy life, taking supplements, being worried about what goes into your body, well, that's the behavior of a cult. That's what they want you to believe. And how do they do this? They do it in the same way that they do everything, by conflating reality with their insane propaganda. Right? So the reality is that the Proud Boys will throw some punches when they're being attacked by masked, insane communist agitators. That's the reality. That's a fact. They will throw punches. God bless them. They should throw more. Mixed in with the BS slur and canard that the Proud Boys are a racist organization. They just want to undermine a very effective group. Well, they do the same thing here when they conflate things like using natural products without chemicals in my shampoo and shower gel. And, you know, I want to take probiotics and I'd like to take vitamin C and worry about the pH in my body level or the pH level, sorry, in my body. Maybe take some apple cider vinegar, some coconut oil. You know, these are real things. These are real things you can do for your health that will help you quite a bit. These people are worried about toxic chemicals, mycotoxins, all sorts of stuff that you see us here at InfoWars talk about, and we sell products at the InfoWars store that will help you to fight back against some of the unbalance that is caused by our utterly corrupt food system and water delivery system and all these sorts of things. Well, they conflate these very normal, healthy, intelligent things with things like turning on my, quote, human charger, a device that looks like an iPod with an earpiece that shines light into my ear to give me energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same, right? Taking vitamin C and shining light in your ear to get energy. Those are just as crazy as each other, right? I mean, it's so absurd. It's actually a frankly hilarious piece of work here where they talk about these, you know, health freaks that really do seem utterly insane in the way that they like test their urine for pH levels every morning. I mean, yeah, there's such thing as going too far, folks. But what they're doing is they're trying to conflate the most basic care about your health and desire to have good things coming into your body and not plastics and toxins. They're conflating that with insanity because they don't want you to be healthy.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture.
your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Third hour of The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in today for David Knight on this, the 14th of January, 2019. Happy Monday to you all. Start of a, hopefully will be a good week. I sense a lot more Democratic nonsense coming down the pipeline. But what else is new? Now we have Brazil saying that it actually recognizes the Venezuelan opposition leader as president of that country, as the congressional leader who opposes President Maduro, who has now claimed himself to be rightful president of Venezuela. Maduro, who started a second term as president this week, has found himself increasingly isolated as countries around the world called his continued leadership illegitimate. More on this from our very own Jake Lloyd.
Venezuela's opposition party has called for mass protests in order to remove Nicolas Maduro as a usurper. The opposition does control the National Assembly, the country's legislature, but that isn't enough. Many believe in addition to the mass protests, they would need the military on their side. Juan Guaido, the president of the National Assembly, stated, "Is it enough to lean on the Constitution in a dictatorship? No, it needs the people, the military, and the international community to lead us to takeover." Nicolas Maduro is the despotic successor to the regime created and secured by Hugo Chavez, the once-loved populist president of the country whose policies led to the current crisis in Venezuela. Guaido and his party aim to remove Maduro from office and plan to change the course of the once-thriving nation. Their plan is not without resistance, however. Venezuela's prison minister threatened Guaido on Twitter, saying that she had a cell ready for him and his cabinet. It may also be a struggle to gain the support of the military. For months now, the Venezuelan people have protested relentlessly, often with the military moving in to dismiss the gatherings. In addition to this, the National Assembly has been cast aside and Maduro created the new Constituent Assembly, stacked with loyalists. Furthermore, all decisions made by the National Assembly, including their declaration that Maduro's presidency is illegitimate, are ruled null and void by the Supreme Justice Tribunal, the nation's highest court. One of the few points of hope for the opposition is the support they've gained from the international community. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the administration of President Donald Trump resolutely supports the Venezuelan National Assembly, the only legitimate branch of government duly elected by the Venezuelan people, and especially supports the courageous decision by Guaido to declare that Maduro does not legitimately hold the country's presidency. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has also called Venezuela's government under Maduro illegitimate. Reuters has reported that Brazil's government on Saturday issued a statement saying it recognized Venezuela's congressional leader who opposes President Nicolas Maduro as the rightful president of Venezuela. The population of the South American country has been protesting since 2014. The people are starving. Basic staples like toilet paper, soap, and indeed food are scarce. Vital medicine is nowhere to be found. The hyperinflation of the currency is expected to reach 10 million% in 2019. Under these circumstances, it's hard to believe that there hasn't been a revolution already, but upon looking at the details, the situation seems almost desperate. The people have been protesting for years. Even members of the military have attempted to encourage the people to go further and overthrow the government. But all attempts have been unsuccessful. One can only hope for the sake of the millions of people being held hostage by this regime that Maduro's ideological pride and the thirst for power will soon be overcome by peaceful means or otherwise. As the situation worsens and Maduro maintains absolute authority, the fate of the so-called Bolivarian Republic seems bleak at best. My name is Jake Lloyd reporting for NewsWars.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight as he continues to rest and recuperate. It's my third week doing this. I'm just getting angrier and angrier. That's what I find. Is when you have to do this, when you have to look at this news every day, day in and day out, there comes a point where you say enough is enough. Now, this guy from our next story is one of these people who said enough is enough. Now, of course, he's facing backlash for daring to protect his family, his wife and daughter, from a gang of women harassing and attacking them. This was tweeted out by somebody who added Black Twitter and says, "Everyone who has a voice, this little girl was knocked out by a big white dude, by a big white man like she was a dude at the Asheville Mall tonight. This is attempted murder. Look at her head hit the ground." This guy, I suppose his name is David Bell, and you can see the video here if you are a TV viewer. You can see a group of, it looks like young Black women, surrounding this small family. There's a tall white guy in a gray jacket. We had to keep down the audio because of the curse words, and he pushes a girl who approached him, and she comes at him as if going to swing, and instead catches a big old left hook right to the face and goes down like a ton of bricks. Now, obviously, this is being spread around by people who are castigating and condemning this man, saying this is attempted murder. So here you are standing surrounded by people who are yelling at, threatening, and yes, attacking you, your daughter, and your wife. But how dare you defend yourself? How dare you defend yourself? And there's something wrong with liberals, ladies and gentlemen. There's something mentally wrong with a woman who is like probably 2 feet shorter and definitely 200 pounds less than this guy. And she's going to run at him like she's going to knock him out. You're insane. They're imbued with this idea of invincibility, this idea of I can act however I want and suffer no consequences. Because you know that they are, in fact, backed up entirely by the system, the establishment, the media, the tech companies. They all back up these people because they have this ideology of Marxism, of divide and conquer. Okay, so we don't have classes in America. What do we have? We have races. So they're going to divide between races. They're going to tell Black people that you're always the victim. You're always the victim no matter what. You can do whatever you want. And you will always be the victim, and we will always back you up, and the big bad white guy, he's always the bad guy. Okay? So they believe this. They believe in this insanity that they've been taught, that they are basically untouchable, and that they can act however they want because of what? Historical, systematic systems of oppressional systems. It's bullcrap, and you learn that real well when you catch a fist in the face. So what happens? This gets tweeted out, of course, spread around of people saying, we gotta get this guy. This guy's clearly a racist. This is definitely a racist act. That's what I'm seeing. And we better get this guy. This guy, God bless him, is not backing down a single inch. His Twitter account, of course, you go to his Twitter account to see what he says about the encounter. And what happens? You get a warning. Twitter blocks you from seeing it and says, warning, warning, this might have, you know, uncomfortable material. There's sensitive material behind this wall. Are you sure you want to go hear this? So here you have a guy who is, you know, the video is put up with no context whatsoever. The context that it is put in when it is put up is this is attempted murder by this man who probably just hates black people. I mean, that's, you know, seeing those people run. I mean, they're all so confident. They're all like, yeah, man, F you. Like, they're like going to fight him. Boom, one punch and they just scatter. I mean, it's like cockroaches when the light comes on. They're just like, I'd love to be able to play the video. I'm sure it's incredibly obnoxious. The audio, I mean, I'm sure it's just shrieking, and highly entertaining, but definitely full of cuss words. So we can't play you the audio, but you should go find this, video. David Bell is the guy's name on Twitter. And if you're brave enough to get past the Twitter wall, if you're brave enough to click on this guy's Twitter to see the heinous and dangerous words that he's putting on Twitter, you see that he says, she was not a little girl. Her and her pack were violently attacking my family and I. I was protecting my family. This was purely self-defense. Race doesn't matter. He goes on to say, as you can see in this slowed down video, the animal was running at me after pushing and swatting at me several times. I hit her with my left hand, i.e. not my strong hand. She dropped, thankfully, but no permanent damage was done. Wait, did he call her an animal? Did he dare to call this minority an animal? Well, that solves it. That solves the case. Clearly, he is a virulent racist, right? I mean, that's why Twitter had to block his tweet from being publicly available. They had to block him. Or was it that this woman was attacking an innocent man? You know, like an animal. Maybe her behavior has something to do with it. I know, what I'm saying here is blasphemy in the modern world to suggest that black people actually are responsible for their own behavior. I know liberals would love to portray all minorities as helpless and just leaves floating in the wind, just constantly pushed hither and yon by white supremacy. But no, I actually treat people like individuals, believe it or not, radical idea, and I hold people responsible for what they do. I know, I'm old-fashioned that way. David Bell continues with his racist rhetoric. He says, simple parenting would have stopped this from ever happening. How dare he suggest that not just this girl, this woman be responsible for her behavior, but her parents as well? How dare he? What he should have said was simple government indoctrination. That's what, you know, the liberals want you to believe. That's the only thing that can stop violence is the government. And he says, thanks everybody for the support. I do not want money. I believe a man is responsible to care for his own family. I think that's a racist sentiment he just expressed there. Believing a man is responsible to care for his own family? Sounds like white supremacy to me. And he says, all I ask is for you to share my story. I will post updates about the case as I get them. We must shine a light on media and government bias against men like myself. Get this man on InfoWars. Can we contact this man immediately and try to get him on? I don't even want him on this show. I want him on Alex Jones. I want him with the biggest audience possible. Because you know why? Because 14 hours ago, he tweeted out, I will never apologize for protecting my family. Other people are saying, you know, be careful. The crap storm from this could be severe. Hopefully the MSM is too busy chasing Russians to latch onto it. He says, I'm not scared of the storm that's about to hit. Bring it. I did nothing wrong. I'm just going to say that one more time. He said, I'm not scared of the storm that's about to hit. Bring it. I did nothing wrong. That's a man who has nothing on his conscience but the truth. They expect white men in America to literally stand down and allow their wife and child to be attacked by a group of hoodlums. And what should he thank them? Oh, thank you. Thank you for attacking me. Thank you for scratching at me and swatting at me and yelling at my daughter and my wife and attacking us and threatening us and being aggressive towards us. Thank you so much. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The American man is not yet lost. The American man will still stand up. The American man will still fight back. And they'll find that the lies they've been telling do not protect them from reality. Fight back, ladies and gentlemen.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
¶¶
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show. I am Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. I am joined by Kalen Robertson. You can follow him on Twitter at Kalen Rob. He's a documentary filmmaker saying in the, when I was talking about you in the last segment that even if people don't know your face or your name, they've almost certainly seen your work if they're fans of this show or fans of InfoWars. Worked with Lawrence Southern, Tommy Robinson, and all sorts of big names. Come out with really impactful and powerful documentaries. What's some of the documentaries that you've worked on recently that people would recognize?
So the past work's been like Farmlands, which got millions of views on social media and on YouTube. That was about the white farmers persecuted in South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if you saw that, but that was basically like our first big production. We're working on some stuff, like future projects with Tommy and things like that. We organized the, you know, the Day for Freedom rally in London. So there was like on the ground stuff as well. And so the latest one is Borderless, which is going to be premiered pretty soon at the start of 2019. So that's like our biggest project that we've ever worked on. It was like 50 times bigger than Farmlands in terms of just like the budget and the scale and the actual stuff that we found. So that's going to be crazy.
Oh yeah, that's amazing because Farmlands was incredibly impactful, incredibly powerful. You know, one thing, it's like our side is so grassroots. Like we don't have the big funding, not just InfoWars, but like, you know, even people out there who are trying to make movies or be YouTubers or whatever. We don't have that backing. And so, you know, often the information's there, but maybe the quality's not up to the same level that the liberals who run the studios and run the TV networks are able to produce. And that's where your work, I feel, is so valuable. Things like Farmland, it has that super, super high Hollywood level production value, but you're covering real topics and you're doing it in a way that's empathetic to the people involved. And if you haven't seen Farmland, you have to go out and see it. But Borderless, that's your new one. That's the new documentary.
Yeah, that's the new one. And you're right about production value and empathy. A lot of people don't think that people on the right even understand the language of empathy, but I think they're even more empathetic than people on the left in terms of caring about actual people and people around the world and stopping things from happening that are, you know, basically just an injustice. And that's something that we focused on. And that's why we're doing Borderless, which is basically bringing the huge production value, 10 times more than Farmlands, to a project that would, like you said before, never existed on the right, really. We've used literally the exact same model cameras that Vice News, HBO use, all the same setups. And that basically competes with them on a level where right now a lot of people aren't even on TV anymore. A lot of those sites are basically online. And the only thing that they have to separate themselves to the everyday person is just their kit, literally just their production value.
Yeah.
So if you can match that, you can literally fight the entire organization and you can send the same message. Because people look at production value subconsciously and they kind of see it as like an authority. You know, you've watched it on TV for the last 20 years, for the last 30 years for some people. And that's what you see when you see beautiful sets and things looking very clean and crisp and not like filmed on a webcam. There's a certain level of authority that comes with that. And it makes people take the message more seriously, whether that's right or wrong. That's just how a lot of people operate. And so by matching that, we can bring a really serious message that has never been talked about on the far left to the mainstream at the same mainstream stage. And I mean, what we found was way more than we even hoped. Like it was incredible. We infiltrated a 450-kilometer coastline of the north of Morocco into human trafficking rings, and we actually got an interview for the first time in television history with a high-level human trafficker on camera. We asked him, "Are you a human trafficker?
Wow.
How much money do you make from this?" And he's basically saying, "This is a business. This is what we do," and that's going to be groundbreaking. Like, you can't argue with that as well. It's not an opinion of the right. That's going to be huge. That's not released yet. We infiltrated the whole network, found out how it works, how the tiers work. We basically found these packages where people pay, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to these human traffickers. If you pay $2,000, you get something like 3 goes to try and cross the sea.
Really?
If you pay $5,000, you're guaranteed. Yeah, like basically like tickets to, like tiers, like tickets to Disney World. So it's basically realizing through Borderless that the entire migrant crisis in Europe is a business run by basically mobs like the mafia. And this is stuff that we've got on camera, whether it's through hidden or literally just people telling us. And that's going to change the whole narrative because people have speculated that. People have talked about it on the right. People have denied it on the left. But this is the first time that it's actually going to be brought to a television screen.
Wow. That's incredible. And just knowing your past work, I know you're not overhyping this. Like, you actually go on the ground and get these just bombshell interviews that, like, even just thinking about some of the stuff from farmlands and some of the interviews you got that are just so heartbreaking. It's hard to even fathom. And yeah, what you do is you go there because you're so right. That's this subconscious understanding. And you know, that's why it's valuable for us at InfoWars to have like a big studio like this, because you, then you know, okay, this isn't some crazy guy ranting by himself. Like this, there's something here. There's something underneath it. There's something undergirding this idea. And there is a subconscious, willingness for people to be more open to ideas that are presented in that way. And I feel like some people on our side almost reject that, but it's so valuable. What has been some of your, what were some of the craziest things that you found traveling to these different countries? I mean, that's a dangerous trip. Any yeah. dangers that you ran into?
Yeah, massively. Well, in Morocco, we found that the police, very high level police, were working with the human traffickers and being paid off by them. The police, if they found our cameras or they found any of the footage, they would have arrested us and everything would have been destroyed.
Sure.
And that's actually the craziest thing that happened was when we got arrested in Turkey, and Turkey throws away more journalists in prison than any other country, more than North Korea, Saudi Arabia. It's the number one. And so every night we were camping out in bush fields, literally on the coastline between Turkey and Greece. Like you could see the kind of lights glittering at the other side of the sea. And we were waiting for migrants to come into boats and film them leaving. And there was a lot of times the police would come by in cars, and literally every time you saw the headlights, you'd hold your breath, because if they take the kit, then you're done. But yeah. we did actually get arrested, and we were held by the military for a long time, which was
wow.
the most stressful situation
in
you
Turkey.
Could possibly be in. In Turkey.
Yeah, I've heard a little something about Turkish prisons. I think that's like
yes.
a go-to for misery and
yeah.
death. So my God, the adventures y'all go on to obtain this footage. So what happened when you were arrested in Turkey?
Well, we don't talk about it too much yet, but we basically got really, really lucky. They didn't find a lot of the stuff that we filmed. We had hid it in the ceilings of the hotel and things
gosh.
Like that, hard drives, and they did send police to search the hotels and stuff. We had a little crack in the ceiling where we hid a lot of footage. Every day we'd be posting stuff via FedEx out of the country
wow.
and then erasing it. But we had someone call in a favor to actually get us out of there. So it was
wow.
it was super, it was, we were facing like years in prison because of the stuff that we had already filmed. We didn't have a filming permit, and it was basically like, in a way, I mean, if you talk about how a country is turning a blind eye to something, or you know, tens of thousands of people pouring across the Turkish border into Bulgaria and Europe, that's can be perceived as anti-government propaganda, and that can be perceived as really, really serious stuff. So we managed to get out with the footage, post it out of the country and upload it out of the country, which we will air. And we filmed migrants getting into boats. We filmed human traffickers putting them into boats. And that's going to be crazy. And then we went to the other side of the border in Bulgaria, and we filmed militias, men in the, you know, who would go out with their spare time, former military, who would be patrolling the other side of the border and capturing people and taking them to police stations. So it was all on the ground. It was absolutely...
You're blowing my mind just from describing Borderless, your newest documentary. We'll show the trailer on the other side. My God. Yeah, I'm at a loss for words. It's like, this is like cyberpunk resistance to the upteenth level. I'm so excited. Kalen Robertson is my guest. We'll be back on the other side for more about his latest work.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
I just wanted to say a huge thank you to those who have supported and made this project possible so far. There's still a long way to go with editing and a few more locations we want to visit. And we have really, every dime that has been donated to us, it has gone into improving the quality. It has gone into intensive research, getting fixers, making sure Borderless is completely phenomenal and above all the other content that you've seen on this platform that I've done before. But there's still so much we really want to do. There are more stories we want to pursue.
All right, that's Lauren Southern from
more NGOs.
Her latest documentary, Borderless. I have the filmmaker here, Kalen Robertson. You can follow him on Twitter at Kalen Rob. And I mean, in the break, you were talking about some stuff. I mean, this is straight up secret agent, like super spy level. Dead drops where you're dropping information and somebody else has to come pick it up later. And some of the information you discovered from this movie, Borderless, totally incredible. And I think, you know, our viewers will understand, but just to emphasize, these migrants coming across the Mediterranean it's not accidental. They aren't getting themselves across. This is big business and it's criminal business. It's a mafia sort of run business. And there's a lot of people with a lot of money wrapped up in this trade. Were you able to sort of connect some of the dots as to who's funding this and who is getting these people across and why they want these people to come across?
Yeah, well, that's why we're investigating this, because those are the questions that everyone wants to answer, you know, who's funding this sort of stuff. And that's why we directly asked some of the human traffickers, and they were pretty open about it. They said it's the people who pay for the boats. I mean, those boats make about between $50,000 and $60,000 per boat. You know, you got like 50-60 people on it. The average price is sort of $3,000 to $6,000. That's how much they're going to make, which is adding up to like $2 or $3 million a day if you send enough boats about.
My.
And that's like a huge business. And we asked him, why do you do this? Why, you know, he could potentially be bringing so many members of ISIS to Europe, so many people who commit terrorist acts. And he just said, well, this is a business. And that's what we found throughout the whole documentary. It's a business. It's a business for the NGOs who bring them across. It's a business for the people who send them. And it's also a bit of a business for the people who are coming as well, because it's like, well, you know, we're paying a set fee and then we get to go to Europe. And a lot of them described when we asked them, so where do you want to go in Europe? What country do you need to end up? They would say, oh, I've always wanted to go to France, but then Spain would be pretty nice because of the weather. And then, you know, maybe Finland will be pretty cool because of the climate and blah, blah, blah. And it was like describing like going on a holiday resort,
right?
And like pick your country, you know. Yeah. It was like a super luxury thing. And that's what's pretty, I mean, there was genuine migrants genuine refugees that we came across. Of course, like there's a war in Syria, people are fleeing, but they never settled in Turkey. They didn't settle in Bulgaria or the first countries they reached. They settled after reaching the UK or Ireland or six countries ahead of the first safe one. And that's what's so crazy about it. And the saddest thing is that we followed a lot of these refugees and migrants to their final destination. We followed them and we sat with them, and Lauren sat with them under bridges in Paris, where they've been having their asylum application rejected. And now that's where they just live. And they say, this isn't what it cracked up to be. This isn't what I was told it would be. I thought we'd be giving free housing, and they end up on the streets, and they hated it. And so many of them come with the false idea that Europe is a paradise and that everything is going to be great once they get here. And it's not great for them, and it's not great for the people that they arrive in. There's areas of France we've investigated where delivery drivers like Domino's won't even deliver pizzas to certain postcodes because they're so bad. It's bad for everyone. But yeah, we looked at the whole journey from start to finish, who's paying for it, who's funding it. And I mean, this is what got us into the NGO investigation. And this is why we started investigating the people who go out and actually into boats, pick up the migrants and refugees who have been stranded or left in the middle of a sea because a boat ran out of petrol or whatever reason. There's been a lot of rumors that those groups basically get funding from the human traffickers. So they basically say, right, we'll just drop you off halfway and then you guys can pick them up. And then it's a humanitarian thing and we can get away with our job. And we investigated a NGO called Advocates Abroad. And this came out a little while ago. And we found her undercover saying, basically admitting that in some way we're all kind of involved in human trafficking and in these groups. And it was so bad that the UN responded to our press release saying that they were disturbed by it, that all of the organizations that work with them, like members of parliament in Britain, like the University of Cambridge, who fund them and work with them, even sort of distance themselves a little bit. And the NGO basically shut down a few days after we released the report. And they work with like tens of thousands a year to bring them into Europe. So we actively stopped an NGO from operating and bringing in tens of thousands just from a couple of months of investigations.
See, that is the amazing thing to me. And that's where your work is so powerful. It's not just getting the information out there. Your films are sometimes, you know, viewed in front of the EU Parliament and like actually go into informing lawmakers about decisions that they're making, and you know, doing things like getting NGOs shut down, or you know, just getting people to understand what's going on in South Africa to try to help fight back what's going on there. It's so powerful and so valuable, just this information getting out. And you know, you talked about sort of what happens on the southern side of the Mediterranean and the, you know, the human traffickers and the money that gets exchanged there. Walk us through what happens once they land in Europe. Are the people just waiting there on the beach to help them up? Did you guys see some of that?
So it depends how they arrive. A lot sneak through the borders of Turkey to Bulgaria.
Okay.
But as soon as they arrive in the boats, they'll usually just sort of scatter into like the forests or into the bushes. And then a lot of the time they'll be arrested and taken to sort of like detention camp type things. But most of the time, the majority are released because they don't have the facilities to be able to look after them, and there's no real reason to detain them according to them. So they'll just be released into the towns and villages where they'll be like begging for money, or a lot of the time, a huge amount of them don't just pay the traffickers to get them onto the shores, but they'll pay to get them into the country of their destination. So a lot of the time in Bulgaria, we saw reports of cars that had been parked randomly on the side of roads that would beep twice.
Mm.
And then when you hear two beeps, you'll see a load of migrants and refugees running into the car, jumping into the back of the car, and the car driving off. And this is on the European side. And that's basically the human trafficking rings already in Europe, who then tell them, go to this forest, wait till you hear two beeps, jump into the back of the car, and that car will drive you, say, to France or to wherever you need to be. And then that's where they end up. And then usually a lot of them have family in those places. They'll, you know, sleep in spare bedrooms there, or they'll just end up under bridges in the city centers. Because they say, well, you know, it's better to be homeless in the city center in Paris than it is in Algeria or Morocco or,
yeah,
or something like that. Which,
I,
you
bet
know,
it is.
I bet it is as well. But it's a disastrous situation. You know, we even went to the most rural, tiny villages of Ireland where there were refugees and migrants just turning up every single week in hotels that the government had turned into things called provision centers, which are basically they buy the hotel and they just turn it into accommodation full time.
Right. I've seen that in Canada. Yeah, I've seen that in a lot of places. Yeah.
But in the most rural towns in Ireland, it's so strange to see basically people who have come from parts of Ireland. These old people who, you know, in these towns have never even known existed. They didn't even know that basically, you know, these crazy wars were going on or there was conflict there. And suddenly that's brought to their doorstep and suddenly they're walking through the town and suddenly they're involved in their lives. And there has been reports of crime going up in those areas massively, of a lot of older women saying they don't feel comfortable walking down certain streets anymore because of, you know, mega mosques being built or people defecating in the street and things like that. And that's what's so bizarre to see. And I think it's even more shocking seeing it in Ireland than it is in France or in Germany. It's so much more close to home. You know, in Boston, in America, you've got such a big Irish population, and people think that country and countries like that will always exist. It's got a population of 3 or 4 million people.
Right. And they're trying to bring in like just that many people from Africa to Ireland, the Ireland 2040 plan that is just, they're just actively decimating their own populations. It's totally sick, especially like even if you take their understanding of the world and the dichotomy that they try to create with, well, you're the haves and you're the have-nots. It's like Ireland has never oppressed anybody. Ireland has been the victim of oppression for its entire history.
Yep.
And so, like, what have they done to deserve this at all? Can you stay for one more segment?
Yes.
This is too interesting. Okay, all right. We're going to come back on the other side. More from Kalen Robinson. Absolutely incredible stuff. Follow him on Twitter, @KalenRob, and we'll tell you where to see Borderless on the other side. Borderless is his new bombshell documentary. This might change the world, folks.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The David Knight Show, last segment of today's show. So happy to have Kaylin Robertson here. You know, sometimes I have guests in here and during breaks, maybe, you know, they'll be doing something on their phone or something. And like, we've just been talking about the same thing we're talking about on air. And like, I wish I could have had you here for the whole 3 hours, because everything you're telling me is so interesting. And we sort of, dropped off last segment talking about Ireland and the just disgusting 2040 plan that they're just actively depopulating Ireland and repopulating it with other people. And, you know, you said something about, you know, blaming the people that are doing this. And it's almost like I can't really blame them, because, yeah, their lives probably suck wherever they're coming from. And they hear that, hey, pay me this much money and I'll take you to Europe and you'll be able to live. And they're told this sort of lie about how easy it is to live in Europe. But in reality, and then, you know, you feel bad for the Irish people. You kind of feel bad for some of the migrants that were tricked. But in reality, it's the government that is allowing this to happen, and a lot of ways fostering this to happen. So what was your experience in just the government themselves, the EU, and all of the people that are paid and put in position of power to protect the people of Europe? And what was it like seeing them just betray their constituents like that?
It was crazy. Like, the people it hits most are people who don't have any power, people who don't have any money. The people who come here get hit the most, and the people that live in the communities where they arrive get hit the most. The everyday working people of Europe and the Middle East. Nobody wins. That's what people don't understand. A lot of people on the right think that, you know, Europeans are being defeated and all these massive numbers of invaders are coming here and are having a great life, but it's just sad for everyone. Mm-hmm. The people that arrive don't win, and the politicians don't acknowledge a single morsel of any of it. Like, they, right, they basically don't talk about it.
They actively censor it, don't they?
Yeah, there's barely any legislation that really tackles it. And when we were on the ground, there didn't seem to be many arrests of migrants that were sneaking across. There didn't really seem to be an increased police presence or increased funding. I mean, if you have a spike in crime in burglaries or in, you know, carjackings or things like that, then the local police will install something by the government who will then say, right, well, we're going to have an increased police presence in this area. We're going to have to tackle this particular form of crime. You know, in London, the police have certain projects for gang violence, but they don't have anything for this one. But it's one of the most organized crime syndicates in Europe right now, one of the most well-funded. And that's what's so sad.
It's because government's in on it. The government is in full favor of it and is perpetuating this crisis.
Yeah, and so are the massive numbers of left-wing activists and NGOs who, use and steal the language of compassion that actually the right epitomizes. The right are the most compassionate people. They're the ones that care about the people who actually get affected by this stuff and the real people on the ground and who care about fellow Americans and fellow Europeans. And the left love to welcome these people with open arms and say, everything's great and you can have a hug when you arrive and we are the compassionate people and you know, we have plenty of space. But those people disappear the second the refugees end up under a bridge begging for food. They're nowhere to be found. They're safe, comfortable in their homes. And that's the whole situation with the left. They're so excited to, you know, welcome massive numbers of people, but they won't actually do any of the work to make their lives better. They don't actually care about those people. They just care about showing off to their friends. And that's what we saw when we interviewed left-wing activists. They don't care about where they end up or what happens to them or the people that they move into. And that's why it's so sad. But, like, compassion is a huge part of this. It was a really strange moment for Lauren and I, especially when we're in a car in Turkey and we were just reflecting on a situation that had just happened where, you know, we watched an old woman carrying a small child's backpack with her 8-year-old girl. She was Syrian. She had just fled from the war in Syria. You know, she was telling us and all these young children and all these. And I remember they were climbing down the side of a hill in Turkey to reach a dinghy to get to the other side of Europe. And she kind of slipped and this old woman kind of fell down a hill. It looked like she hurt herself and she was covered in mud and it was kind of half raining. And these people were desperate and we saw them get into this rubber dinghy and we kind of watched it just go into the distance, into the night. And there was a moment where I sat in the car and thought, I hope they made it to Europe. Mm. I never thought we would find ourselves saying that. And that's the compassion that we feel. But you always have to remind ourselves that when they do make it, it's still not going to be good for them, that they still need to, you know, reach the first safe country they arrive in. It's not going to be good for the people that they arrive with. And that's just, and those are the genuine refugees as well, that if Europe are going to take people in, it should be them, the tiny proportion who are actually women and children who are affected by
it. And that's who's getting hurt. And I know it's the same thing. I talk about it with the southern border here where they're abusing the asylum program. And so my reaction is like, well, we got to shut down the asylum program. And what that means is the people who are going to be affected are the people who actually need asylum.
Exactly.
It's going to get cut off for them because these other people are abusing it so voraciously. And so, yeah, it really is heartbreaking.
And even the majority of, the UN even reported that the majority of migrants coming in, especially from Africa, are just men, working age men who have the money to pay for coming from Morocco. People go on holiday in Morocco. It's like, it's not a dangerous place. we might get mugged, but there's not a war going on in Morocco. So, and those are the people that get disadvantaged, the women and children who actually need the support of the West. And it's the whole thing is just so sad.
It's abusing the compassion. But then you were saying during the break, you were talking to an elderly guy in Ireland. He just kept saying, nobody asked us.
Yeah.
Nobody asked us if we wanted just wave upon wave of migrants to come in. But that's the reality of the world now. That's the reality of the globalist super state. Where your nation doesn't protect the people and the super state doesn't protect the nation. So, you know, you're on your own. You're totally powerless to stop this wave upon wave of migrants. I guess you answered my question. I was going to ask how many actual, legitimate refugees did you see? Can you give like sort of a percentage?
We have got the figures. They're not on the top of my head, but it's the majority are just average young men leaving those countries. I mean, from Syria, it's a different population, but then again, it changes everything because they're in a safe country, which is Turkey. So it's very complicated. But it's a majority young men, and when they do come to Europe, they don't integrate straight away, and they don't get jobs straight away, and there just isn't that many jobs to go around anyway. Even if they wanted to, it would still cause massive problems with employment. So there's no easy solution to any of it. And nobody asked us. This was so sad in Ireland where I grew up in these tiny, tiny rural villages that are, people have ancient faces in those villages. Like their genes are literally like preserved. It's crazy. It's like going back in a time machine into an old ye olde town. And they would say they've opened another provision center in County Mayo. The population in this tiny village is 43% Irish. And it's changing our way of life. It's changing everything about how we've lived for hundreds of years in this country. And they say that they're compassionate and they say that they want to help and they are the most compassionate people that you can ever meet. But he said nobody asked us.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Nobody asked us if this would be okay. And that's what's so sad is the governments in the European Union have just wiped over everything, over what people want to what people actually want in their countries. This is why you've seen the yellow vest. This is why you've seen constant movements happening across Europe. It's because people on the left or the right are just sick of the EU just sweeping over and not caring at all about what they want. And we've been inside the EU Parliament. We're actually going in a couple of weeks to release some of this. And it's a super luxurious place. They have this nice members club that we got into for an hour, where it's like everything's like champagne. This is inside the building in the basement, and it's like beautiful. It's really bourgeoisie. And the people in there would never be affected by any of this stuff. Like, it's lovely. Right. I want to be there, but you know, it's not, you know.
No, they're the elect.
Everyone
they're
does.
the chosen that, that get to rule over everybody else and, you know, let everybody else live in squalor while they live in the golden, you know, castle. So where can people find this, this movie? Where, or where should they be watching to find out when this comes out? And what's the plan for the release of this movie?
Well, we are still working on that. How to get it to as many people as possible without it, you know, having some sort of big paywall with Farmlands. Millions of views. It was totally free. We're trying to work on the same kind of system here, but we haven't, we're still trying to figure out what's the best way to get it to as many people as possible. And also so that we can fund another one.
But, so let's just follow maybe your Twitter, Kaylin Robb.
If you follow Lauren Southern on Twitter, she'll have all of this stuff right when it's being released and, following the developments for the EU Parliament in 2 weeks, which should cause a bit of a mess. We're going to release loads of this stuff there and do sort of a big speech to a lot of the politicians and, that should go down well.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how well they react to that. I mean, hopefully they can pull their heads out of the sand and do something before, you know, it's too late. We'll have to, I mean, I'd love to rent a big theater in Austin or something, have a big Q&A and air it here. I think that'd be great.
Oh, we should do it. Yeah, that'd be really cool. We want to do loads of premieres. So yeah,
that'd be awesome. You should take it on tour, man. That's what I think,
we're going to try.
We should do. Yeah.
Yeah. If it doesn't get shut down everywhere, we'll try. Our Australia tour we'll try.
Oh man. Well, the work, I mean, everything you've done has been groundbreaking, world-changing. I expect nothing less from Borderless. That's the newest documentary from Lauren Southern, Kaylin Robertson. Follow him at Kaylin Robb on Twitter or follow Lauren Southern. And be looking for this, folks. This is the big issue of our time. And if we don't do something to solve it right now, Europe is lost. Democracy's lost. Just let them take over. Fight back now or lose it forever. Alex Jones. After this short break, stay with us, folks.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.